Hello and welcome to the Down Under Visa Philippines to Australia podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Harvey, registered migration agent from Down Under Visa here in Manila. Okay, this is based on the blog article, Australian Visas from the Philippines and Problems at the NSO. NSO, also known as National Statistics Office, and document problems. Every Australian partner visa application from the Philippines means dealing with the NSO, National Statistics Office. Now, this is officially now known as the Philippine Statistics Authority, or PSA, but never heard anybody actually using this term, so we'll stick to NSO for simplicity and familiarity. Now, this is the central office where data on births, deaths and marriages is kept, much like, well, the Department of Births, Deaths and Marriages in Australia. The difference is, rather than the Aussie version of keeping only state secrets, this is national. If someone gets born, married or dies, the records end up in one place in Quezon City in Manila. Now, it's actually quite odd that the Department of Births, Deaths and Marriages is statewide, which means in Australia, you can get a certificate of no marriage, or a single status certificate. Each state has a different title for it. You can get one from South Australia, which will tell you that in the last 5 years you didn't get married in South Australia. But you could have a wife in Western Australia, you could have one in Victoria, you could have a wife in every state, and they'd never know. Quite strange. But everything is kept centrally in the Philippines. Just to let you know how it works, when something happens, if you get someone's born, gets married, someone dies, etc., in the Philippines, you go to the local civil registrar, which is in the city hall, in that particular town, and you register the birth there. Now, the documents from there, they all go off to the National Statistics Office, and as far as the department goes, as far as the Australian Embassy goes, the only documents they will accept are the ones from the NSO. So yes, you will certainly be having dealings with them. So why does an Australian visa application need NSO documents? Every partner visa application requires records of births, current marriages and previous marriages. If a married lady is a widow, then they will need proof of this too, of course. That means applications to the NSO to get this information for the partner visa application. Now, they need to know that the applicant is who they say they are. They also need to know if a marriage actually happened, and if a widow is genuinely a widow and therefore free to marry again. And for both wives and fiancés, they need to know if by chance she's still married to somebody else. Yes, it happens. I've seen a few odd ones. I think we had somebody who had three marriages once. Very complicated. No more, please. Therefore, a significant part of the visa requirements is going to be documents from the NSO. And a lot depends on what these documents say. And therein lies the issue. Sometimes people feel the need to change what NSO documents say because of the significance of this information and how it can stand in the way of people's plans. So, corruption happens. Okay, NSO documents. Mistakes and fraud, also known as bogus documents. That's the departmental term, bogus documents. Now, I would say that 1 in 10 NSO documents received and vigorously checked by Down Under Visa has some wrong information. Yes, as much as all that. Now, sometimes it's just careless mistakes, and other times it's intentional. It's mostly careless, but sometimes the borderline is hazy. Careless mistakes. Now, careless mistakes are, okay, Jenny with two N's becomes Jenny with one N. Rodriguez with a Z at the end becomes Rodriguez with an S at the end. Molino becomes Moreno, as in M-O-L-I-N-O becomes M-O-N, M-O-L-E-N-O, things like that. Genders get mixed up, dates of birth are wrong, or marriage in Malate gets put down as McCarty. Yes, we do actually get birth certificates where, yes, it says that the lady is a man. They're not, but somebody was careless. And sometimes the clerk in the City Hall, which is, as I said before, is the section in the City Hall known as the local civil registrar, writes the information down wrong. Maybe an E looks like an O because it was typed on a sad and ancient typewriter. Yes, manual typewriters still exist in the Philippines and they get used until they fall apart. Or an auntie does the paperwork and she doesn't know the right spelling or date of birth. And thinks it doesn't matter very much. We get occasions where somebody has six kids and they have different spellings of mum on each and every one. But sometimes it's done intentionally because there is some fraud going on. And therein lies the serious problems. Now, deliberate mistakes or just plain fraud. Sometimes children here are unofficially adopted. The child is registered again with a slightly different name, spelling, different date of birth, and of course, different parents. Sometimes a young lady has a child out of wedlock and the parents say, oh, let's save her and everybody the embarrassment and will claim that we're the parents of the child. So, and all of a sudden, her child becomes her little brother. So, yes, that happens. Now, yes, and sometimes an early, and yeah, where was I? Sorry. Child is registered again with slightly different name, spelling, different date, and a birth, and of course, different parents, as I said. Or sometimes an earlier mistake was made, and somebody covers it up by registering a birth again rather than getting it corrected. They just go, well, let's late register the birth. Go in and say, oh, I forgot to register the birth, and they register again with the correct details. Now, end result is two very similar birth certificates in the system for the wrong person. Or you may find a child has been registered as having married parents when they were not married at all. In order to save some embarrassment and shame, they put down that parents were married and they make up a date of the wedding and down it goes. Or you get some chivalrous gentleman who decides to give the child his name when he never even met the mum at the time of conception. All these are serious matters and are not so easily corrected. Yeah, just a very important point here. It's we see wonderful scenes in movies where a man says, you know, don't worry, he will be my child, and they sign their name on the birth certificate to state that they were the biological parent. Well, that's illegal in the Philippines. They take it very seriously. And again, if you have a situation where, you know, somebody marries a girl and the fact is 9 months before the birth, he wasn't even in the country, well, it's kind of easy to catch them out. So don't ever do a thing like that. But anyway, those are the types of things that can happen. Now, are down under bees are the bad guys? Now, yes, honestly, you would think so sometimes, the way things happen. Now, we dread finding these mistakes in NSO documents. We really do. It means not only we know that there will be some extra work and delay for our clients, it also means that some will shoot the messenger. Sometimes it happens several times in a week where someone chooses to lash out at us, and it's not fun. You know, the general thing is that basically it's denial. People will, excuse my language, but it'll be, you know, what they say, it's going to take a year to fix this, that's bullshit, as though we're making it up. You know, surely we can do this, surely we can do that. But look, honestly, I mean, we would never provide extra work for somebody if we didn't need to. We would love it if we could say, ha ha, don't worry about that. It's just a small, simple matter. But when it comes to matters of identity, when it comes to matters of where, you know, somebody may have covered something up, somebody may have disguised the fact that, you know, she has a husband somewhere, so what does? She goes and late registers her birth, and then, you know, she can get documents to say that this particular person who never actually exists, there's no record of them being married. People do things like that. And certainly people do things when it comes to, you know, when it comes to unofficial adoptions, you know, or just covering up mistakes. But, you know, it does happen, but it can't, they don't accept it. It's as simple as that. If a document has false information, it is a bogus document. So I'm saying in the next bit here. Now, I'll be doing another article where I will explain about correcting documents. That will be the next blog article, the next podcast. But for now, please understand that an official document containing wrong information is a bogus document. Do not say to me, it's a government document, so it has to be correct. No, it's a government document, or it may be a forgery. But even if it's a government document, even if it's correct as far as the government is concerned, if it contains wrong information, it is a bogus document and they will not accept it. And while you will hate hearing the news, if Down Under Visa were not so fastidious in discovering this error, then it would have meant a bogus document went through to the embassy. And bogus documents are migration suicide. What that means is refusal of the visa application and a 3-year ban from lodging another visa application. Now, if you have this problem, then Down Under Visa are the best friends that you have. As I said, chances are we are probably the ones who identified the problem in the first place, and we will... Now, you're going to have some legwork involved, and that's all there is about it. We can't repair it. We're not Philippines attorneys. And there is a limit. I mean, we are recognised and we are qualified with the Australian Embassy and with the Department in Australia, but we don't have any particular clout here. We can't go wandering into somebody's local civil registrar and demand action. We don't have that authority. We don't have those skills. So we can't fix it for you. We can tell you when it's incorrect. We can tell you how serious it is, and we will steer you in the right direction to get it corrected. But it's going to mean work for you, it's going to mean time for you, and that's all there is about it. But honestly, act in haste, repent at leisure. Now, I assume you plan to be married for a very long time. This is a delay, but in a long life it's a drop in the ocean. But you mess it up and you are going to be apart for years to come, and you have to ask yourself whether your relationship will survive that. So, for goodness sakes, take it seriously when it happens. Don't lash out at us. Don't lash out at each other. Don't start fighting. Accept that this is how it is and you're going to have to fix it, and that's all there is about it. Okay, I hope you've enjoyed this, and... yes, we will see you, we will talk to you again in the next podcast episode. Thank you.